Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, brought to you by myself, Nigel, sat here in the studio on my own, just going to be waffling on about stuff coming up. And tonight we've got some interesting stuff. We've got some stuff off the new Pop Will Eat Itself album. We've got, we've got a big list of stuff. Big pile here sat next to me, and I'll get through it in the next hour. Along with a bit of chatting about new releases and a bit of news about gigs and clubs and events going on, things like that. And I open the show there with a band called Solar Fake, a band that's kind of skipped my radar completely until I noticed a few weeks back they were supporting VNV Nation in Sheffield on VNV Nation's latest tour. So I thought I'd check them out and discovered I got one or two tracks on a little compilation here or there. So that was a track by Solar Fake. Fake called The Shield from Advanced Electronics Volume 6, which isn't too bad in the slightest. I can see why they got that support slot. Right, I'm going to continue now with a band I got to see recently. Over in Manchester, Pop Will Eat Itself, although a lot of people are complaining there isn't actually Pop Will Eat Itself. It's only Graham from the original lineup, along with a few other people. The other people not involved in Pop Will Eat Itself whatsoever in the past. So how can it be Pop Will Eat Itself? That's what a lot of people I know are actually asking. And interestingly enough, there's been bands like the Vile Evils that's had three members of Pop Will Eat Itself who haven't been doing Pop Will Eat Itself music. They were much more Pop Will Eat Itself by that set of rules than the current iteration of Pop Will Eat Itself. So I think you've got to see what the band are trying to do. Vile Evils set out not to be Pop Will Eat Itself, to continue music in that theme, but not be that band. This iteration of Pop Will Eat Itself, I think they announced on stage, this is like version 2.0. This is like a next iteration. It doesn't have to be all the same guys. It's still got the same kind of attitude, and I can wholeheartedly say it has. It's a very good iteration of Pop Will Eat Itself. I did enjoy that gig thoroughly. And they had a tricky balance to cover, playing stuff that they wanted, you know, the crowd would want clearly all the old hits. They wanted to promote their new album, So, you know, it's a tricky, a fine line, but I've been listening to the new album and it is well worth getting your hands on. It is a good Pot Will Eat Itself album. And as for that, I think I will play a track off it. This is Chaos and Mayhem.
Truth. Now there's nothing left to say. Well,
You heard there Grendel with Shortwired from the Chemicals and Circuitry EP. And before that, we had Surgeon with Sever from the Vanity album. And before that, we had Pop Will Eat Itself from the Chaos and Mayhem from the album A New Noise Designed by a Sadist, which seems worryingly appropriate for their most recent release. And it's time to run down, I think, a bit of news with you. One of the greatest things over the last couple of weeks to come up is the Resistance Festival lineup has been fully announced now. Certainly band-wise, I believe they're still announcing DJs, but we have the full list of all 15 bands. So this is it. This is what we will be seeing next year in Sheffield. We have Be My Enemy, Detroit Diesel, ESA, Frozen Plasma, Grendel, Icon of Coil, Nakmar, Memmaker, Rottersand, Soman, Straftans, Studio X, Surgeon, Ultraviolence and Waste. Some great bands in there, some absolutely fantastic bands, in fact, and I've just played two of them. So you can tell that they fit very well with the kind of playlist of this show, and I will definitely be there. It's going to be a good festival. Now, I do try and let you guys know about free downloads, releases that labels and bands are giving away for free, that you don't have to pirate to get these, you don't have to break the law to get the MP3s for nothing. You can just go to their websites and get it. Now, if you go to the Alpha Matrix Facebook page, that's ALFA for Alpha, Alpha Matrix, and like them, you'll be shown a link called Matrix Downloaded 001. This is a 2-CD compilation they're giving away for free of Alpha Matrix artists. So if you want 2 CDs worth of free MP3s, go to their Facebook page, like them, and download. You'll get the link, it'll just all work. It's a nice way of the labels being able to promote their bands and you getting a handful of free downloads. Now, the Facebook page say the timing on that link will be limited. I've no idea what that means. Maybe it means a week, maybe it means a month. I've no idea. So, yeah, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, go and grab it whilst it's there. Don't know how long it'll be hanging around for. Another fantastic piece of information that came out this week was Mind in a Box have announced their next album. It's going to be called Revelations, and the release date, certainly US release date, is going to be the 24th of January next year. So I'm incredibly looking forward to that. I'm a huge Mind in a Box fan. I probably didn't shut up talking about them after I saw them at this year's Infest for like about 2 months now. They were just awesome. They are a great band. Their material is just incredibly solid. And I believe this album, Revelations, is going to continue the story arc from the first three albums. So it's not going to be a kind of one-off, non-story album like 8-Bit was. So yes, more Mind in a Box. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a great New Year's present. I kind of hopefully delay my Christmas present somehow and just get them a month late, and that will be brilliant for me. What else has been announced? Oh, yes, a band that I was a huge fan of but kind of went very, very quiet, Stromkern, are somehow alive and kicking. Their website has been updated, and they promised something for 2012. Essentially, their website has been updated with a page that just says 2012 on it and some Stromkern logo. And the actual page title at the top, if you look in the top of the browser bar, is called Another Ruin. So maybe that's an album name, maybe that's a single name, I don't know. But this got posted to Stromkern's Facebook page a week or so ago. So they are trying to at least tell us cryptically they're alive, they're kicking, they're releasing, they're planning on releasing stuff next year, and that's essentially all we know. I have no idea on dates, times, anything else other than that. Whew, so that's that. Oh, one other thing. VMV Nation have announced they're going to tour the UK. Now, that's normally nothing hugely special. You know, they've got a new album out and things like that, but they have just toured a bit of the UK. But this time they're going to do kind of a fan-based tour, and what they're doing is the set lists will be decided by fan requests. I'm not quite sure on the mechanism of this. Maybe you email them, whatever. Search out VMV's webpage and you'll find the details there, I'm sure. But yes, it's going to be an interesting one, seeing what the actual fans want. The fans are actually getting in control of the actual choice of tracks for each gig. So this could be very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how wild a request they'll take, you know. Wonder if they'll take non-VMV Nation tunes. So you could do, if you got enough fans together, you could get a VMV Nation set of like S Club 7 tracks if they're going to take requests and just bombard them with all the requests for that. I don't know. I'm feeling a bit silly. But yes, get yourself over to that if you're a VNV Nation fan. If you are, you've probably already heard of that. Right. I'm now going to continue with a band that I think the last time I saw them was last year's Resistance Festival. This year's, the last Resistance Festival. And this is a very fun track off their latest album. Their whole album is just very fun. The whole band is very fun. They just don't take anything far too seriously, but they do it with a lot of fun. And this track seems to be a discussion, a rant about why the lead singer's name gets spelled differently every time. So this is BRXAN.
Where the I got is better, I don't stand. Solution. We want a revolution. Well, I thought I was synchronized. I'm in a fun, another place of my time. Another summer jet hanger that I don't understand. The circumstances demand that we all better take a stand. Give it once, well, you're giving it twice. Giving them freedom, like I'm giving them life. But they can't keep a secret, cause they know they're wrong. And they can't keep us down, cause we're too damn strong. Now,
are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was absolutely storming Stromkerne with Stand Up from their album Light It Up, and it's really good news to hear that they're hinting they're coming back, so fingers crossed for next year to see what actually happens with that. And before that, we had the Gothsicles with BRXAN from Industrial Lights and Magic, their latest album, which is just full of great industrial silliness, including that song about what seems to be about why people spell his name wrong, with some great lyrics like the I have got is better at times 10. So I don't know why that kind of stuff just makes me grin. And I think it's time now to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area. And we've not got a massive list at the moment, but it's interesting. There's good stuff in there. So this coming Saturday, the 22nd of October, we have a gig at the library in Leeds, run by those sheepish people. It's Alice Moving Under Skies and Big Snakes Mystery Orchestra. This runs from 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. and is £4 on the door, I think. Well, it's £4. I'm not sure if that's on the door in advance. More information can be found at sheepish.net. And I do believe that that gig is a early finish gig at 10 p.m. You get booted out at that point, just no matter what, because it's followed by a club night that the gig entry, I don't think, gets you into the club night, not like the flock gigs do. This is a separate thing with a separate band event and a separate gig night, club night event. So they're two separate things. And the club night following it is called Kerosene. Now, this is still upstairs at the library in Leeds. Runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And is £4 before midnight. And it's going to be kind of industrial of all kinds. Guitar industrial, EBM, electronic, all that kind of stuff across the board. Request-friendly DJs. If you like your industrial and electronic, get yourself down there. That should be good. More information still at sheepish.net/kerosene. The following week, we have The Mission are playing the O2 Academy in Leeds with support from The Wonder Stuff and Salvation. So that's quite a good lineup, actually, when you look at the whole list. I'd be tempted just to get along for The Wonder Stuff because I'm quite a big fan of those just on their own. I believe tickets for that are about £25 plus the usual booking fees you get from venues like the O2 Academy. More information can be found at o2academyleeds.co.uk. Now, the following week, you'd normally expect Flock to be on due to it being the first Saturday of the month. Unfortunately, Paul's moved Flock this time. Now, you may wonder why is he moving Flock? It's simply just not to clash with Whitby Goth Weekend. So I'm not going to run down Whitby Goth Weekend. If you're going, you know what's going on there. There's some great bands. There's some interesting stuff. There's all the alternative scene to go to. But that's that weekend. So Flock has moved to Saturday, the 12th of November. So it's the second Saturday just that month, just to avoid Whitby Goth Weekend because, well, it'll just be too quiet. Everyone will be at the seaside. So, yes, that's still at the library in Leeds. More information at sheepish.net/flock. That's all I've really got for the gigs and clubs going on in the local area. So if there are any more, drop me a line. Go to the bcbradio.co.uk website, find the DAC Simulation Radio Show. My details should be there. Drop me an email let me know about things going on in the local area because there will be good stuff hiding around somewhere. Right, now I'm going to continue with another band who are playing Resistance in Sheffield next year. And this is a band where they've been going forever, but they're not actually going now. They're actually technically split up. This is Icon of Coil. The members have gone off and done other things, but it seems they get back together every now and again to play Icon of Coil sets. Now, Icon of Coil were going for a long time, but they did start kind of at the start of the boom of the kind of electronic synth pop boom as I remember it. This is an album, a track from a very early album. This is a track from Serenity of the Devil, which I believe was released in 2000. So this is getting on 12 years old. It's just over 11 years old. This is a track called Regret. So hopefully, if I'm going to hit play on the right CD player, this is Regret, Icon of Coil.
I've fallen countless times, but I'm free in love.
Their clicks with Television from Advanced Electronics Volume 8, a band that I don't really know much about, and they don't seem to have released much more, but I'm still waiting for stuff to come out. I do believe it's in the works. Before that, we had Aria with My Device. That's a Cut Rate Box remix. from the second disc of the Flickr album that I only just picked up recently. I only discovered it existed recently, and it's a good little disc, even though it's very old. But not quite as old as Icon of Coil with Regret from, back in the year 2000, from Serenity is the Devil. Played mainly because they're going to play Resistance. And to be honest, that's been a theme of tonight. There's been a lot of bands on this playlist that are playing Resistance next year in Sheffield. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I, as usual, have run out of time. So you have been listening to Dark Assimilation. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, and I'm going to leave you with some Rotasand from another old track of theirs, actually. Not keeping up to date this show, playing you a lot of old stuff, but it just shows you how kind of diverse and how long some of these bands have been going. This is Almost Violent from Truth Is Fanatic, and like I say, I'll be back in a fortnight. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Jesus Christ. Like a punch out of nowhere, your passion bites, and I'm willing to get there. I hate your eyes, your words leave me silent, I'm paralyzed. Your looks are almost violent. Take your place behind the wheel.